number 455 in the red book. 455. Salvation and redemption for the Lamb that was slain. Thank you, Lord, for blood that has brought us life. There's life in the blood. Lord, we thank you for all that that has wrought for us. We thank you, Lord, for your great love that you gave. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace that has reached us. Lord, that you have drawn us this day again, given us a desire, a longing in our hearts, Lord. This is the day that you've made. We will rejoice. We will praise you. We will glorify you. You are worthy. Alone, Lord, you are worthy. God above all gods, King above all kings. You are wonderful, Lord. And so we come, Lord Jesus, with hearts full of praise and adoration, Lord. Our lips, let them bring forth your praise this day. Throughout the day, dear Jesus, let there be a song that you give us in the night, through the day. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your goodness and faithfulness. So we praise you. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We praise you, hallelujah. We praise you, our Savior. You are worthy. You are worthy, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, we worship you. Glory to you. Glory to you. Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. Precious Jesus.
I have a song that Jesus gave me. He was sent from
don't know if I'm going to be able to get this correct, but things in my heart this morning, there's a heaviness. But I thank the Lord for the privilege of worshiping and praising Him, if we choose to. I could choose to go ahead and go on with what's going on. But I choose to praise and to worship the Lord. And I just share that with you guys this morning. If there is somebody here, along with me, that has problems, troubles, things that are distressing you, open your mouth, open your heart to the Lord and worship and praise Him.
Yes.
Let Him take care of
you. Yes.
Lord, I pray for my brother Bob today.
Yes.
You know the burden he carries. And, you said we don't carry burdens alone, but you take us on your yoke, which is light and easy. Lord, even as Paul and Silas in a midnight hour in great difficulty and trouble found a song, would you fill our hearts, Lord, our brother and others here today that are coming with heavy hearts and great needs? Would you put that song in every heart today? Regardless of the situation and circumstance, Lord, our eyes will look to the hills from whence comes our help. Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. So, Lord, today we have a confidence that you are in control. The confidence, Lord, you do all things well. that we may not know what tomorrow brings. Lord, we know that you are in control. We know, Lord, that you are ordering steps. Lord, in the midst of great trouble, Lord, in the midst of storm, would you speak peace today? You bring comfort and assurance to troubled hearts. Lord, we receive from you. We receive from you, oh God, you are faithful. Lord, you are faithful. Bless the Lord. We prayed for Samara, little girl, the other night, Dan and Ting's daughter, and heard a roundabout testimony this morning that she seems to be doing a little bit better. And there's some encouragement there. Lord, we bring Samara to you again this morning. Lord, would you just reach into that hospital room today? Would your presence so envelop that child, Lord, that even she would recognize you were at work in her, Lord, that her parents, her sisters, her family, dear God, they would know that Jesus has come. So, Lord, continue to bring strength to that little body. Lord, not just a small fix, but Lord, you who have spoken universes into existence, you can speak new life. You who have created can recreate. So would you work, Lord, in her body in ways that would stun and bring awe and wonder to doctors, to nurses, Lord, to family members. Lord, we commit her to you this day. Do good, Lord, we pray, in her life and in her body for your name's sake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Praise the Lord. Hymn number 202, is that Such Love? 202, I think. Such love, such wondrous love. Let's stand as we sing that.
Such as I love, Father, and thou, Savior, bless. towards his grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free, yes, free indeed. I have found the pleasure I once craved. It is joy and peace within. What a wondrous blessing, I am saved from the awful gulf of sin. I have found that hope so bright and clear, living in the realm of grace. Oh, the Savior's presence is so near, I can see his smiling face. I have found the joy no tongue can tell, how its waves of glory roll. It is like a great o'erflowing well springing up within the soul. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory, and the half has never yet been told. It's joy unspeakable. Paul, in one of his books, describes himself as having that joy unspeakable. When Brother John mentioned Paul and Silas, what in the world were they doing singing? They had every reason not to sing. This is a little bit of a spoiler alert, but the book's been out long enough. Jonah, when he's in the belly of the whale, he prays. What in the world is he doing praying? And he's rejoicing in that prayer. He's in the belly of a big fish. What's he doing? What's Paul doing? It is joy unspeakable, and the half hasn't even been told yet. We have such a hope in Christ that doesn't exist elsewhere. It is a joy that it doesn't make sense. But I'm thankful that there is a joy in Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Could we sing 128 in the camp book?
128. grace of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise.